Welcome to Bergonomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
Forget good and evil. Economics wins wars in 110 seconds. The stark reality is economic decisions wins wars. It's not about good or evil like in the movies. Vladimir Putin has just directed a staggering one-third of Russia's economic output to be spent on defence. That's 820 billion Australian dollars every year, 15 times Australia's projected $52 billion defence expenditure. US and European donations of weapons to Ukraine won't match Russia's massively increasing armament output. Firing those weapons will be Russian volunteer soldiers enticed by earning four times the average monthly salary. And if they're killed after 5 months, their families receive millions of rubles. The huge influx of men into the army will create severe labour shortages throughout Russia's economy, including the defence sector. Currently, Russia's largest tank factory has been forced to recruit labour from penal colonies. While Russia's dictatorship can instantly direct civilian production to meet war needs, comparatively, Australia's market-based economy would take years to change civilian supply chains to defence production to prepare for a war. So military success is not about good versus evil. It's about a country's preparedness to switch their economic capacity to armament production. I'll leave you with one sobering thought. The Wall Street Journal reports one Chinese nuclear submarine and civilian shipyard currently launches more ships every year than all the ships launched in the United States in the last 30 years. In the latest Bergonomics episode, Ukraine's Battlefield Economics, I talk with leading global expert, retired Major General Mick Ryan, about Ukraine's military tactics when you have less than your Russian enemy, especially the importance of artillery.